All right, Ty Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, wrapping up our coverage from the 2024 IHSA Softball State Finals, talking with Rock Ridge senior Kendra Lewis, who just wrapped up her final game as a Rock Ridge Rocket here in 2024. A three-run home run in your last at-bat at Rock Ridge, a no-hitter in your last pitching performance. I mean, a pretty incredible final game as a Rocket. So just a little bit about, you know, you've been able to put that performance together after, I know, a tough and emotional loss yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was definitely not what we wanted to do, but our team came together and we rallied. And honestly, when we say we're going to go out with a bang, we mean it. I mean, it's incredible how this team can come together and pretty much play as one.
So you end your career. Now, the 4 years you were at Rock Ridge, the team played 140 varsity softball games and won 134 of them. Lost five, tied one. So for you, you know, playing this program and being around the level of success that this program has had while you've been in school specifically, I mean, what do you think are kind of, how has it happened? What are the key ingredients for a program to have this much success year after year after year? For you, what do you think it is?
Absolutely. I mean, it's our coaching staff, our culture, all the girls buy in. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. I mean, commitment is a black and white word. I mean, you either committed or you're not, and every single one of our players is committed to this team, this program, and to ending in Peoria.
You have played a lot of softball in your life, I'm sure, and you're going to continue to play more at the collegiate level at the University of Wisconsin. I know you play travel softball, you've played Rock Ridge Rocket softball, you're going to play Wisconsin Badger softball, but specifically talking about the, you know, 4 years you played as a Rock Ridge Rocket at Rock Ridge High School, what has this program, you know, done for you, you know, preparing you for the next level, growing you as a player?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just this last season, don't take anything for granted. You know, look around, soak it all up, you know, because you can't go back. You know, I can't go back in my high school career anymore and look at all the fun times I've had with my teammates, my coaches, and all the life lessons I've learned is unbelievable. Being accountable, time management, everything. I give props to my coaches.
So I'm curious to ask you this, too. Now, as I said, 140 games you've played in the past 4 years. Is there anything, maybe a specific, like, performance or one game that sticks out as, like, that's maybe the most memorable that you played in?
I would definitely say the longest game I've ever played in, when we played Freeburg here in Peoria. It was unbelievable. That was a dogfight. We fought till the end. We did not want to lose that game. We were not going to go out with a second-place trophy. And that really, to me, sticks out every single time because of the grit we showed on that game. It was unbelievable and unmatched.
Okay, so pitching for you, I think for your career, 85-4 is the record. You were 22-4 this season. Your career in the postseason, 25-1, and the only loss, 10 innings, one run, right? So basically shut down every time you got in the pitcher's circle. And to bring that level of, you know, I know, like, pitching 10 innings in the heat yesterday, 7 more today probably isn't easy. So to be able to bring it, you know, day after day, game after game, moment after moment, where do you credit, you know, you being able to dig deep and do that for 4 straight years?
Honestly, a lot of my mentality has come from my coaches and my dad. My dad has really pushed me to be the best player I can be. And, you know, Coach Gunn said it all the time, don't be a mental midget. We are not mental midgets here. And, you know, no matter the outcome, we are going to give 110% every single time. I mean, and my dad, he goes to the batting cage, catches me, even though he's old. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, but he will go every single time. If I say, hey, Dad, I really want to go work on this, he will push me and I'd squeeze everything I can out of me, even if I don't want to.
Okay, so Coach Nelson, he didn't remember. I asked him a question about your career, and he didn't remember if this was the case or not. I thought it was. So the first ever game you played at Rock Ridge your freshman year was against Sherrard, right?
Yep.
And in that game, you hit a home run, correct? Was it your first ever at bat?
It was my first ever at bat.
I knew it. He didn't know it.
He didn't remember.
I know it. Well, he said you've hit too many home runs for him to remember the individuals. Okay, so your career starts at Rock Ridge with a home run, your first ever at bat. The last at bat you ever take here, you hit a home run. Did you pitch that game against Sherrard?
I did, a little bit.
Did you give up any hits?
I think I gave up a couple.
Okay, so again, your first ever game as a freshman, home run. winning pitcher. Last ever game, 3-run home run and the winning pitcher. A lot in your life, I'm sure, has changed in that time frame. A lot, you know, you've grown a lot as a person, matured as a person, you know, went from, what, 14 years old to 18 probably. So across, you know, the 4 years you spent as a Rockridge Rocket in the softball program, I mean, what all has this meant to you, you know, this part of your life? I'm sure as you grow up and get older, your 4 years in high school kind of be synonymous, I'm sure, with Rockridge softball. Just what has this all meant, you know, being a part of this program the last 4 years?
Yeah, being fortunate enough to be in this school district, I mean, not alone the softball program, they're amazing. The school is amazing. So every single spring, I look forward to that first practice, even in the winter open gyms. They might push us really hard, but I'm never disappointed and upset because it is an experience that you have to live because it is unbelievable.
All right, so looking forward to following you at the Division I level at the University of Wisconsin, of course. So you close the book on the Rockridge Rocket career. You'll become a Wisconsin Badger here officially, I guess, in a few months. You said moving to Madison in early September, so just kind of the excitement level. I know talking to you last year or back on your signing day, you said, you know, I've always wanted to play high-level Division I softball. You've signed, you're going to do it, but, you know, I'm sure it'll feel a little different when you're actually there and practicing. So just how does it feel for Kendra Lewis knowing the next time that, you know, you're playing affiliated with the school, it'll be with a Division I program in the Big Ten?
Yeah, ever since I was a little girl, I've always dreamed of being in a Power 5 big school, and now the time is kind of finally here, so it's really crazy, and I can't wait to put on the Badger uniform. I'll definitely miss wearing this Rockridge uniform, but I'm very excited to be a Badger.
All right, Kendra Lewis, one of, if not the greatest individual careers in the history of Illinois high school softball, so I really can't tell you how much it's enjoyable to just watch you play, cover you, watch you compete. It's been a joy, man. So congratulations on a great career. And as I said, look forward to following you at Wisconsin. Go Badgers, right?
Go Badgers.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kendra. We'll come back and wrap it up after this on WRMJ. Okay.